from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yowza! Good morning and welcome. It is 7:35, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, there's, I considered Newberry kind of a conservative-leaning town. Is that fair to say?
To a great extent. The leadership, at least, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to catch flack for this, and I don't care.
Okay. What are you doing now?
Well, I warned in a general way the people of Newberry and the powers that be, and this goes back several years. I said, wow, you've got a good thing going with Newberry.
Yes.
And, you know, you're going to have growth, and that can be a good thing, but you've got to manage it. And it appears that they're doing that.
Right.
And one of the things I said was, I go, don't build some big edifice, some big structure. Oh, hail, mighty government. And yet, yeah, they're going to build a new city hall, and they have to issue bonds to do it.
Mm-hmm.
What would your grandpa say? If you got to go into debt.
Yep, exactly, right.
$6.29 million in bonds to finance the new city hall.
Wow.
Yeah, in fact, it's come in at just the maximum price at $8.5 million. Now, if you're Gainesville, that's one thing, because we already know they're left of center, and the answer to everything is more government, bigger government, more taxes, or what they call revenue streams. Yeah. But Newberry, you're building this big complex, and you know what? You 100% you may really need it. Mm-hmm. But how do you define need? Could you have done it in a far less expensive way? I'll give you an example, like the city of Keystone Heights. I know it's not as big as Newberry. It's not that much smaller, though. Their city hall is small. They've expanded it a little bit, but it's small. It's like an old metal building, and they put a front on
it,
and dress it up a little bit. But really, it's pretty, there's not much to it. And that's really the way it should be. This building, this edifice, this big build, look at us. When I go into a town and I see something like that, unless it's a structure that's like 80 or 100 years old and you want to preserve it, it's beautiful and it's like a landmark. But other than that, you're building these new, where did I see that? Over in Flagler, I think it was, where they just built this huge county complex. Huge. And, it looks nicer than most of the hotels in the area. And I'm like, what message are you sending? You're supposed to be stewards of the people's money. And here's a great example of, it's not your money, so, who's calling for it? I can't remember the last time somebody, went down to City Hall and they go, I demand to see the mayor. Oh, what's the problem, Mrs. Smith? I'm tired of coming to this little decrepit building. It's just not going to meet our needs. You need to build a giant building. Said no one ever in the history of history.
That's a long time.
Come on. And I know it seems like I'm picking on them. I'm using them as an example. And because they do a lot of great things in that city.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of my point is, that they're getting it right, it would seem, in my opinion, on a lot of things. But, man, I think they got it wrong on this one. Some would say, actually $7 million for, City Hall is really not a lot these days, Bob. Your money only goes. And there's some truth to that, too.
Sure.
But there was no way that you could have found a less expensive solution. Whether it's long-term or not, if it's fairly long-term, I mean, do you have more members than you used to in terms of, like, you know, the city politicians? I mean, you have.
And then there's staffing and different departments. And
yeah. Well, but and do they all in the modern era have to be located
in the
same building? I mean, let's be honest. There's still a lot of the workforce that's working remotely. If the, say, the public works side of it or the code enforcement or all that, they have their offices in a different location, then is that going to hurt the ability for government to move quickly?
Well, there's a huge lawsuit going on right now in Philadelphia. Thousands, I believe, of city employees don't want to go back to work. They got used to working remote, and now they don't want to go back to a building.
Oh, you know where it's worse? The federal government.
Oh.
They have about a 10% occupancy rate in a lot of these, like the Department of Education.
Wow.
10%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And there's pros and cons to working.
Sure.
I like the idea of a hybrid thing where, look, the creative energy comes together for a few days a week, and then for maybe a couple of days a week, you work remotely. I just think there's a flexibility there. I think that there's times when you work remote, you can get more done. But it depends on the nature of the job and whether they trust you to, hey, are they really working? What are they producing? Is there a way to measure it?
Mm-hmm.
I can understand those concerns.
Got a text. Somebody says here, sometimes you got to plan for the future. Many people are moving into Florida and looking at North and North Central Florida, which is true.
Well, but again, I have to warn you. Okay, so you're saying this is a future growth issue. We have to plan for that. I like that.
Yeah.
Are you planning the same thing for roads? Because roads are something that people use every day, and their ease of being able to travel on those roads have real quantifiable numbers attached to it. Like, while I'm in traffic, I could be volunteering. I could be doing this for my community. I could be home with my children.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a price to pay. So when you say, yeah, we're going to put this, you know, $6 million more into, you know, road improvements and expanding the way people need to get across town, that's planning for the future. The other thing about planning for the future is you've got to tie jobs and businesses to residents, and you can't let it get out of whack. You can't build a bunch of houses. I'll tell you, you'll never catch up financially.
True.
Never.
Yeah.
You have to strike a balance. I mean, that's one of the things that's plagued Gainesville for years. They like to write it off and go, well, there's a lot of property that's the university that's not taxed. Yeah, there is some truth to that, but there's also truth to you've had a terrible anti-business environment, whether you admit it or not, for many years. And when you don't support business, all of the cost of government are then pushed down on the residents.
That's where they need to go to Marion County and just see what happens when you can actually encourage business to come to your town.
I mean, I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel here. Yes, you have to plan for the future, but remember, you're the stewards of the people's money, and if you're going to be that, you know, concerned about the future, there's a lot of other things other than where some government worker is going to sit their butt all day. You know?
Yeah.
And again, not I'm picking on them just because, you know, it was a headline in Alachua Today newspaper, and I saw it. So if they have to issue a bunch of bonds to be able to pay for it. And I don't know. I just find that kind of irritating.
What's bugging you is at 7:15. You missed that.
Did I miss it?
Yeah, you missed that.
And the thing is, as long as it's called the Bob Rose Show, I will do.
It can be 4 hours of what's bugging Bob.
Are you stopping me from expressing my ideas freely?
Oh, yeah.
Right on the eve of the 4th of July? Are you really doing that, Greg?
Your First Amendment rights.
What are you, a commie now?
Oh, my goodness.
Why are you wearing that Putin t-shirt?
Well, you know, I get a good deal.
Actually, it is red, white, and blue.
It is. With guns.
Is that where they have, like, guns
this
in a deli
one,
or
this
something?
This is the one that the boss, remember the boss got us? The drug store?
Oh, drug and gun.
It's a drug,
McKaysville or
it's
whatever?
A drug store and gun store,
yeah. Our boss got us that. So, yes.
Yeah.
Drugs and guns.
I'm telling you, hey.
That's America.
Got to go to the Carolinas to find that.
Hey, you got a prescription for someone breaking in? We sure do, buddy. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, we got it 9 and we got it 40. All right.
There you go.
Thanks for letting me air that out. I'm not picking on anybody individually. No. And I'm really doing that as like,
Stay focused
on and be true to your principles and beliefs.
Well, this is like you were talking about earlier this hour or last hour when you're talking about Gainesville or Alachua County or whatever. They're all tied up in spending money on these trips to go look at statues that have to do with, you know, slavery
in Alabama.
And they
don't. It's not just the politicians. They want to bring a group of people, whatever that means,
right,
to go up to Alabama to travel at the city of Gainesville's expense to, I'm not kidding you, look at a statue. Look at a statue. In the year 2024, you have to take a trip to look at a statue, and whether that's something you want or not. That's obscene.
They don't have cameras or internet pictures, you know, that kind of thing.
Apparently not. Three-dimensional drawings.
Hey, AI, you could
blueprints.
Come on, AI, you can do what you want to do.
You could fly a drone and get every single angle of that statue, including ones that you will never see normally.
Hey, don't forget 3D printing. Come on.
Yeah, you can make a miniaturized version of it.
Yes.
All the above.
And you could all gather around and look at it.
But you're really going to take a trip, fly a bunch of people to Alabama. This is the city of Gainesville.
Yeah.
Or no, it's the county. It's Alachua County.
It's so interchangeable.
Getting confused which one tries to out-wacky-doodle the other ones.
Competition. Yeah.
So Newberry, you're off the hook for now just because Gainesville and Alachua County suck more.
Yeah.
You're lucky.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome. 7:45, you're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamak. Hang on.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.